chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right. And the radio. Oh, 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 oh.
Yeah! Happy Friday, everybody!
That was good.
Thanks, buddy. It's your pal John Reap here coming at you with another awesome, amazing episode of the Fried Pod. Don't eat Tide Pods. Listen to the Fried Pod. And Mama Reap is not on this episode. Sarah Tiana not on this episode. But we got great co-host today. Oh. Co-host and
guest. Was that me? Is that still me?
Ladies and gentlemen,
it's me.
That silky smooth voice you hear over there.
All right.
Is one only. One is my man. My clutch, my amigo,
yes.
My cohort.
Yes.
Brent Blakeney, everybody.
Hey, everybody. Here we go.
What's up, brother?
Hey, man, just hanging out.
Welcome to the Fried Pod.
Thank you. I've been excited. I'm a fan.
Oh.
I'm a fan. I am. Man, I really enjoyed the last couple episodes.
With Betty Reap?
Yeah. Oh, she sounds like the sweetest lady.
Right? I'm telling you.
Oh, my goodness.
She, just her voice alone. On that, on this podcast is great. She fits in perfect, man. And we're the whole idea of this podcast was me and Sarah. You know, we started it basically two Southern comedians living in Southern California, fish out of water, in show business. It's supposed to be all things Southern. We dabble in and out of whatever, but as we tape this, ladies and gentlemen. Brent Blakeney and I are in the South.
We are in the South.
I mean, even though the word North is in the title, North Carolina, I like to bring that up to people. Are you from the South? No, I'm from North Carolina. I mean, I'm not from the South Carolina.
Ugh, no, who wants to be from there?
Oh, my God.
Sorry to everybody in South Carolina.
Florence.
We lost a lot of listeners.
Yeah, I know.
We lost a lot of listeners.
Nah, I go there all the time. They can take a joke. Plus, they're not listening to this. They have no Wi-Fi.
Yeah, Well, Florence took that out.
That's true, man. Did you get affected? Well, first of all, hang on.
Yeah,
Brent's from the
South. Let's back up.
We're gonna get into that. We're gonna get into Florence.
Yes.
Topics to discuss.
Yes.
Put pins in this.
All right.
Hurricane Florence.
That's one.
We're gonna get to that in a second.
We are.
Brent and I have not seen each other in quite some time. Brent's my man on the road. If I am bringing an opening act. I'm trying to bring Brent Blakeney all the time.
Yeah.
But he can't always go.
No. Distance. But every show you do that I can get to, I'm usually there.
Right. So he's my boy, 6'7".
Oh, I am.
Twisted Steel. Wait, what did I say? Twisted Teal?
Twisted Teal?
What is that?
That sounds like one of those weird Sherman William colors. Okay, are we looking at burnt?
Yes.
Burnt Harange or Twisted Teal right here?
Is that what I think for this wall, let's go Twisted Teal.
I like it. I like what it's going to say about the room.
So this is Brent Blakeney, my man. From what state in the South?
Oh, man. I was born and raised in Richmond, Virginia, but I live in Raleigh, North Carolina now.
That's right. That's where I met you.
Yes.
But you go all the way back to Richmond.
Richmond, yes.
Now, that's... You know, if I do my history, my geography correctly, that's north of North Carolina.
It is north of North Carolina.
But still considered a south.
But it is, yeah.
I guess.
It's the most, look, see, here's the thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, there's that whole thing that happened.
There was that whole thing.
With the tiki torches.
Oh, no, that was Charlottesville.
Which is in what state?
Virginia.
Hey!
But that was still an hour west, okay? I don't claim that.
My bad.
No, but... You know, I through high school and college, I would always come. I had friends that lived in North Carolina, and I would always come down. And I could never win. You know, they're like, "You're from the North." I'm like, "I lived 2 hours north of here. I'm in Richmond, Virginia, which, if you know your history, was the capital of the Confederacy."
Oh,
could you get
right any more southern?
Southern,
exactly.
Than that?
That's interesting.
Yeah,
Richmond.
But then I had, you know, my grandparents lived in Maryland.
Right.
Or at least, you know, my dad's mom. And I would go up there and see people that I knew, you know, from my childhood. And they're like, "You're from the South." It's kind of, it's like the Metro Jethro thing, like all over again.
It's like you're on the border if the border was an entire state. right? Like, yeah, it's like Virginia is a border.
Just holding both sides back. Like, all right, everybody, be cool. Right. Be cool.
Hey, come on, take it easy now. Yeah.
Right. We got D.C., but we also have Charlottesville. Okay, right. Let's not get crazy here.
Right. I've not looked at a map in a while. Are you touching Kentucky at all?
Virginia? I think so. If you were to go like, no. No, you're not, because...
Where's my phone? Oh, crap.
Oh, man.
I'll look it up. Keep talking.
No. So I'm pretty sure it's... I should know this.
I know. Me too.
If Virginia looks like a weird kind of triangle almost, like maybe a right triangle.
Yes.
The bottommost western tip touches Tennessee, and then upper part, like across the Blue Ridge... Okay. Appalachian Mountains, well, it touches right West Virginia.
Tiny part's got Kentucky.
Oh, right it does.
There. Just right there, man.
Oh, my gosh.
It's just a tiny part. It's a little sliver.
I've never even been to that tip of Virginia, though.
Who lives there?
I don't know, man.
Okay.
I don't even know.
Well, we're going to find out. We're going to zoom in here.
Oh, my gosh.
See what? So far, I've zoomed in. Yeah. I don't even see the name of a town yet.
Well, where's Bristol?
Oh, here we go. Norton. Where the hell is Big Stone Gap?
Big Stone Gap, or Virginia, Norton, baby. All right.
Well, how about this? Wise.
Oh, Wise.
Wise, Virginia.
Well, because I know, like, if you go to, what's interesting is if you go to Bristol,
yeah,
down the middle of Main Street is where Virginia and Tennessee split.
Okay.
So you can be standing on the street. Bristol. I think they actually did like a Geico commercial with the little lizard doing it.
Okay.
But like you can stand in the middle of the street and have 1 foot in Virginia, 1 foot in Tennessee.
Oh, see that? So Virginia really is the Metro Jethro State.
It really is.
I mean, you're
Tennessee.
Bring a lot of stuff together and also like keeping them apart from. That's funny, dude.
Can you go straight into Pennsylvania too? Or do you have to go through Maryland?
I think you gotta go through.
Oh, yeah, you gotta go through Maryland.
Maryland,
I think,
yeah. Maryland's also
but like,
another.
It's
look at
like
Maryland.
A second. Yeah.
Right here. This what town? Hancock. Hancock, Maryland.
Hancock, Maryland. You're
seconds away from what's that? Sorry, folks. Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy. All right. Well, there you go. Geography 101.
Yeah, there we go. So you know what? If anything, this episode you've learned something
right.
about my home state.
This explains a lot about you.
The Old Dominion.
You can get along with all kinds of people.
Yeah.
And I've seen you do it.
Yeah.
You have all kinds of friends. Old, young, all kinds of ethnicities, sexes. That's Virginia. It's a state for lovers, man.
It is. It is.
It really is.
Well, actually, we were what was it?
About Virginia?
Yeah, in Richmond, Virginia, in cities over, I want to say a population of like 250,000. Uh-huh. We were in the top three for syphilis one time.
Oh, my goodness.
So Virginia is for lovers that apparently
that
don't use protection.
Oh,
yeah.
My. Oh, wow. I didn't know that. Is there a lot of old people there?
I have heard that rumor.
Did you know that one?
Yeah. I've heard about that.
Because of Viagra and everything? Uh-huh. Senior citizen getting frisky again?
Yeah, in their old folks' homes where they're dating each other.
Right. Well, syphilis, man. I've never even considered that. I thought that was extinct.
No, I think that's
still
out there.
So you can still get that, huh?
I think you can still get that.
Well, I thought we went with a black plague there. But syphilis, still a thing.
Yeah.
Polio, yeah. I thought we cured that one. Wow.
But yeah, Virginia, it was kind of that weird... And where I lived in Richmond, it was a lot like Raleigh to where... You kind of had the hub, the city hub,
mm-hmm.
but you drive 20 minutes in any direction,
right?
And you're in the country.
You just posted a picture not long ago of driving through some town in Virginia.
Oh, yeah. It was a little outside of
Roanoke.
It was
a little video.
Yeah.
Like an outdoor-looking strip mall, man-made.
Yeah.
like a shabby town. What do you call those? Shanty town? I don't know.
Yeah. You call them shanty towns.
Shanty!
Oh, yes.
That's the word.
You said Chevy?
I said shabby.
Oh.
Shabby towns.
He said Chevy. I was like, a Chevy
it's
town?
A Chevy. No, it's Ford Country. Wait, okay. So you posted a video of you riding through there. It was like, what was it? Like Confederate flag.
Yeah, don't tread on me.
Get your moccasins here.
Yeah.
We have those.
We sell cement statues of anything you could want.
Yeah. I mean, was it Virginia where they're taking statues down? Or is that's North Carolina too? That's at Chapel Hill, I think.
Mm-hmm.
In Raleigh. We're taking all the,
was it Chapel Hill? Chapel Hill. It was something Sam.
Yeah. Where they were taking down an old statue of a Confederate soldier who didn't really exist. He was it was one that could have been anyone.
Oh,
it wasn't a real person.
Oh, okay.
Did you know that fact?
I didn't know that.
That for me is everything in this debate. Because why does anyone care now? The guy is not real. I mean, even if you go like, well, it was my third cousin on my great, 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 great. You can't even say that. This person did not exist. You cannot be mad about this.
Jeez.
So I don't have a dog in this fight because I really don't give a shit.
Well, it's kind of a weird thing too, because there's this whole on a memorial. Oh no! What is, I grew up
Labor
in Richmond.
Day? Memorial Day?
No. It's a road, Memorial Avenue.
Okay.
People in Richmond that even know me are going, because I'm sure I said Monument Avenue.
Monument Avenue.
I'm okay. Sorry. And it's got a lot of Civil War generals, mm-hmm. like giant statues and stuff. And it's like you kind of, I know it's weird. You kind of grow up around it.
Yeah, you don't think about it.
Yeah, you don't think twice about it.
Right.
And then
it might sound weird, but the flag itself mm-hmm. is kind of cool looking.
It is kind of cool.
Just looking at it.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Yeah.
It's like an X.
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, X is bad. It's awesome. It's like X-rated. It's X-ray. The letter X is badass.
Xylophones,
man. I mean, come on. You don't want to mess with the xylophone player.
X Games. D-Generation X.
Right.
Did you watch wrestling?
I've heard of that.
Okay.
But now you've got this X on a flag, and it just looks badass. It looks, I mean, it's rebel, but then you kind of forget, oh, that, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The thing
wasn't...
that they were for is kind of bad.
Oh, that wasn't good.
Well, all my bad.
Yeah.
Although I don't think it's my bad. I do shit.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yes.
Let's talk about positive things about this.
Yeah, stuff. Let's definitely. Yeah, we kind of went down a rabbit hole there on that one.
I don't know, man. We got on a tangent there. My buddy Brent here, Clutch. Would like to get in the Clutch.
We can.
Have we talked about Clutch?
I don't think we've ever talked about it on Brink and Fried. Duddies. Yeah, we never talked about it on Brink and Duddies.
So for those of you,
I said that backwards.
Who don't listen to Brink and Duddies?
First of all,
get on that.
What the heck?
This is a sober version of that today.
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, I've not had anything. Brent's had one beer.
Mm-hmm.
He just drove here from where were you?
Blacksburg, Virginia. Actually,
today.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, I did a show there up near Virginia Tech last night.
Right.
Then, you know, slept till I woke up, which is always lovely in hotels.
That's not nice.
And then hopped in the car and drove down here to Charlotte.
What time do you think you woke up today naturally?
Well, naturally and kind of just because I wanted a waffle. I got up at like 8:45.
What hotel were you at?
It was a Comfort Inn.
So they have the machine.
Yeah,
they
had the machine.
Yeah.
And it was delightful.
Yeah.
So I did that. And then I, you know, went back and took a little nap.
That's a good day off, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's like, travel day. Well, I'm going to go down there and get a waffle. And then that puts you right back to sleep.
Yeah.
It's like, that was the best. Not a good way to start the day. I went back to sleep immediately. Yeah. But it's hard to say no to a waffle machine.
I know.
Free waffles.
Yeah. That. And then I went and got a little workout in.
Nice.
Then hopped in the car and drove on down here.
How long of a ride is that?
It was supposed to be about 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's not bad.
But it ended up being about a little over three, almost 3.5 because of traffic.
Right.
Which was terrible.
Thanks for driving here.
Oh, well, of course.
It's good to see you. Now, let's get back to why I called you Clutch.
Yes.
Because I know that people are thinking, well, you started this whole thing with Clutch, and where are we going with that? Okay. I'm going to tell you. My man Brent here, I called him Clutch because he pulls through in the clutch. Okay? It has nothing to do with mechanics of a vehicle.
No. Or the band.
Or the band. Or the purse.
Oh, that was a good. Yeah, nice. Rule of three, baby.
Yeah. So none of that. This has to do with, like, you need something, boom. Like, I think we were doing a theater gig,
mm-hmm.
and it was one of these theaters that didn't have alcohol in there, and I like to have a pre-show beverage. And so I had the Red Bulls, but I had no vodka. And I was looking around. I was like, oh, man. Dude, I totally forgot. Here comes Brent, reaches in his backpack, pulls out vodka. I was like, dude, that's so clutch.
Yeah.
And then the name Clutch stuck.
Yeah.
Stuck.
I like it.
Yeah.
I never really had a lot of cool nicknames.
So now my man Clutch, I'm trying to clutch for you. You come here, we got a whole freezer full of Citron vodka.
Yeah.
But we'll take
one bottle. Let's not go crazy. Let's not incur a whole freezer. No.
Thank you for correcting me, because my brain did not see that. Yeah. It's one bottle in a freezer.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. That's where the nickname Clutch came from.
Yeah.
Now, solid nickname. As a Southern man,
okay,
I guess you would say that, but you don't have a Southern accent.
No.
No. Give me some of your favorite... I don't know, Southern dishes.
Southern dishes?
Yeah, like breakfast or lunch.
Oh, man.
Thanksgiving, a meal that Mama made, anything Southern that sticks out?
I will tell you, and it's the one thing, it was actually, it's kind of funny you say that. Like, my dad was from Annapolis, Maryland, so not really the South.
Yikes.
But he came up with and kind of perfected this sausage gravy recipe.
Interesting.
And I feel like that's very Southern.
Sausage gravy is, and
he passed that down to me, and I might have to clutch that one weekend. Make that for breakfast.
Definitely. Now, most gravy doesn't.
You just
have...
looked at me like you were upset I hadn't done it yet.
That's 100% what just happened. Well, here, okay, you, Brent, I'm gonna tell you exactly all the emotions that you just saw in my face. You said sausage gravy. Right?
Right.
And my mind goes to, well, we're going to make that while you're here. And then my mind went to, like, man, we're not going to be getting up, but we got to go to Christmas. So I automatically got mad that we don't have the ingredients already in the the kitchen. We're in a nice condo here in Charlotte. So I heard the sausage gravy. I got excited. And I immediately got upset because we don't have it here now.
Yeah.
Like, I want it to happen. Are you going to make it this weekend?
Okay.
Do you know how to make it?
Oh, yeah. I got that.
Well, most gravy doesn't have sausage in it already, does it?
No. I mean, I make it like it's from scratch.
I've never been a huge gravy guy, but the times I've had it,
yeah,
I go, why don't I always have this? Because I guess it's not easy. I mean, I guess you could just buy pre-made gravy. I guess that exists.
You can buy it in cans and
that doesn't
just
sound good,
throw it though. In a pot. No. I make it from scratch.
Oh, man.
I mean, we're talking milk, flour, sausage.
Right.
All that stuff.
That sounds delish.
Well, okay. Do you have media Saturday morning?
No.
All right, then. I guess
we're having sausage gravy.
We can run out tomorrow, get the ingredients. Anyway.
What do we put this on? Biscuits?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know you're low carb.
Yes.
Which is not very Southern.
Not at all. Well, I say I'm low carb.
Yeah.
And then late at night. You should have seen this area right here. Last night.
Yeah.
Because I was very good to the very end. And I got back here, and then I'm like, all right, let me watch a little TV. And I was just waiting for a sleeping pill to kick in because I had to get this morning and do press.
Mm-hmm.
And I had these Atkins chocolate bars.
Right.
And in case of emergencies, that when the sugar thing's going to hit you,
yeah,
ate the whole box. Defeat the whole purpose of having that here. I have no self-discipline whatsoever. But yeah, so I'm trying to do low carb.
But I was going to say, I'm trying to do that these days too.
Yeah.
But I think we can.
Well, that'll be our cheat day.
Yeah.
We'll Saturday.
Have some biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy, a little college football.
Oh,
and then,
yes.
I think State's playing. I don't know who they're playing. But, Mike Hall just told me about this.
Yeah.
Something that's going on in Charlotte
mm-hmm.
Saturday that we might have to go check out. And I'm gonna get the name wrong, but this is what they're calling it. Okay, this is not my title.
Okay.
This is what it is.
And this is so much anticipation.
I know. It's midget wrestling. Tacos too. It's a Mexican midget wrestling.
Shut
like
up.
Nacho Libre, but tiny. Like that. They're going with the masks.
Oh, the
and stuff.
what are they called?
That's a thing. Yeah. That's why I was trying to think of that name.
Oh, luchadors.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Where's that?
Somewhere in Charlotte.
Okay.
And Mike Hall said we could go to that. So maybe we get some sausage gravy
in the morning.
Wolf it down.
Oh, my gosh.
Check out
just want to go to back to bed, but
little
sit there
people
and watch
wrestling.
Some... Yes. I'm totally down.
That sounds like a full day.
And we'll, this will be out. Okay. So this will be out Friday.
Yeah. Right. So we haven't been there yet.
Right. So, but what I'm saying is if you're listening to this on Friday, we'll tweet out. Put on social media where it's going to be, and you should come hang out.
That would be great.
That would be so much fun.
Sausage gravy. Never been a gravy person. It never really is not a thing in my house. And I know it's a big Southern dish. I mean, my thing was fried okra is one I love.
Okay, yeah.
You know, a Crackle Barrel does pretty good. They got sausage.
You don't like it? No. They have sawmill.
They have
gravy.
I mean.
But it's not sausage gravy. Okay. Yeah. And I like it. Don't get me wrong. Fine. Like, I actually love... See...
What kind of sausage are we talking here? Links, patties? You just ground it up?
No. Yeah. I mean, just a bunch of ground sausage, and I brown it. Yeah. Do you like spicy? I go a little spicy. No?
It's fine. And small doses.
Okay, so yeah. I'll go mild.
I got to make you what I've been making. You know, I've been staying at mom and dad's house.
Yeah, for sure.
And I've adopted a new routine where I get up in the morning, jump in the pool.
Seen that? I like it.
Naturally, like 7:30 to 8.
Oh, geez.
Weird. When you live with older people, I think it's sort of, you know how like if a bunch of girls live together, they start menstruating at the same time. I think that happens with your sleep cycles too with old people. Like I'll be sitting in the recliner with mom and dad. It'll be like 8:30. I'll be like, well. Let's go to bed.
Yeah,
I'll get back and watch TV and pass out.
Hit the old dusty trail.
Yeah, okay. And then you're up the next morning at 7:38. Jump in the pool, get the coffee going. And I forgot where I was going with this. So breakfast.
Yes, breakfast.
What I want to make you at some point. And this is California rubbing off on me. I've fallen in love with these. It's just breakfast burritos, but I'm very good at it.
Yeah.
So would you like my recipe?
Sure, let's hear it.
This might be a Metro Jethro thing.
Yeah, I think it kind of is.
Because I definitely put a Southern style within my California breakfast burrito. Here's what you do. 3 eggs, okay? Scramble them up. And this is, I'm saying this because this is what's in my parents' fridge. So that's why they're in part of the ingredients.
Okay.
I didn't go seek this stuff out.
Okay.
It was already in there. But now I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
3 eggs, scramble them. Tiny little creamer from McDonald's. Tiny little creamer for your coffee.
Okay.
Put that in there.
With the eggs?
Yep, with the eggs.
Okay.
Scramble it up. Now we got some garlic, salt, with some other spice. I think it's dill. No, not dill. Some other spice in this, like a bay leaf or something.
Okay.
Put a bunch of that in there, right? Scramble it up. Put it in the pan, and you put a lid on that. Okay? So it's fluffy.
Mm-hmm.
It's not scramble. It's a fluffy scramble. Scramble up. 2 Jimmy Dean sausage patties.
Okay.
Microwave. Hit that. Bacon. Microwave. Hit that. Now we got a tortilla shell. Soft, low-carb one.
Okay. Of course. Good.
Yeah, low-carb one. Wheat. And then put a little butter on that. Microwave that. Get it soft. I'm going to put cheese on top of that. Shredded cheese on top of that. Okay.
Ooh.
Then I can't tell you the brand. I just grabbed a bottle of some sort of sweet steak sauce type mixture. It's like a Heinz, not Heinz. It's like more of a sweet version of a Heinz 57, maybe. Just a touch of that. I thought it says steak on it. Sausage is steaky.
Yeah.
In my brain, it worked. So I said, fine, I'll put a little bit of that in there. And then you put the, you scramble up the eggs, put the sausage in there, bacon, and then you microwave one more time, get it, and then you roll it. And then now you've got it rolled up, and it's the cheese kind of seals it.
Oh,
like because it's melted now, it's stuck together, so it's sealed in there.
Yeah,
with that steak sauce and stuff. Then you put it back in the pan, get it like a little crispy,
a little brown it a little bit,
a little brown it. Let it sit there. Cut it at a diagonal so it's easy to eat, and it's delicious. It's delicious. I'm gonna make that for you at some point.
You should.
Yeah.
Do you think?
Lots of butter too.
I mean, do you think that breakfast food is your favorite type of food?
It's, I haven't had cereal in forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, no, I lunch is the one I skip most often.
Yeah, me too.
Like, I'll go breakfast, mm-hmm. not eat till it's dinner.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I'm skipping over lunch. But I think it's a toss-up. It's 50-50 with breakfast or
See, I think lunch is just that thing that gets you away from work. When you're like us and you're hanging out, like you wake up, you're hungry, you have that breakfast, but you're not trying to get away from anything
right
in the middle of the day.
Yeah. It's like an excuse to stop working for an hour.
Yeah.
And you never want to go heavy lunch.
No.
Because the rest of your day is miserable.
Oh, it's so bad.
That's why, I mean, Mexico's figured it out. They got that siesta.
Mm-hmm.
They just take a nap. Whole country shuts down.
Yeah, like 3 to 4.
Yeah, that's kind of genius.
That is. And then, so you do that, and then you don't even have dinner till like dinner time there is like 10.
Yeah, exactly. I like that.
Me too.
But I think breakfast might be my favorite. But it's just egg stuff.
I just wonder, is that a Southern thing?
Maybe.
It's like the love of breakfast food. I mean, because you look around the South, I mean, you got Cracker Barrels, that's right, all breakfast.
Right.
You got Waffle Houses.
Right.
IHOPs.
Here we go.
You know, like all those restaurants that just focus on breakfast food.
You're right. And a lot of people, and if you grow up in the South, your mother would, someone in that family would be cooking breakfast.
Yes.
For the whole family.
Especially on the weekends.
Yes. Pancakes was a thing.
Oh, I love pancakes.
Like that's a Sunday thing for us.
Mm-hmm.
But in California, I mean, a lot of people just go out to eat for breakfast even.
For breakfast?
So no one even like really, you know.
Jeez.
There's that not that, that bonding thing of like we're going to, you know, wake up and smell something's cooking to get excited. And then there's the family around the table. Yeah. No, it's like, let's just go out. With strangers.
Yeah, that was always the best. Where you like, mom would make breakfast, and then you'd be enjoying family time, and then your dad would make you go do yard work all day on a Saturday while all your friends are skateboarding.
Yeah.
Anyway,
get your nutrients.
Yeah.
We're
gonna fix the car today. Come hold the light while I yell at you.
What cartoons did you watch on? Did you watch cartoons Saturday and Sunday mornings?
I did. I was a big Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
They had a Ghostbuster cartoon I loved.
Mm-hmm.
I
remember.
I was like Garfield, too.
Oh, okay.
Garfield and Friends.
So that's the age gap on us there.
Yeah.
Right there. Because how old are you?
32.
32. I'm 46. I don't know what that math is. Quick, what is it?
14.
14 year difference. It's a long time.
It is.
So
you were a freshman in high school when I was born.
It doesn't feel that way to me, though.
No, I know. Now it's
sitting
totally
here with you. I mean, I think once you're past 30,
yeah,
everybody's kind of the same. In a, you know, I think it equals out.
I'd say even back like 25.
25.
Like, but like on the far side of college.
You're probably right. Yeah, yeah.
On the far side of college, everything kind of evens out.
Right. I agree. But my experience was. I mean, it was like Looney Tunes. It was Bugs Bunny.
Oh, okay.
It was that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know? And then sometimes they'd show like Little Rascals or the My Gang, Our Gang.
Oh, yeah.
You know that?
Yeah, yeah.
You're familiar with that, right?
Like Little Rascals.
Like old school.
Yeah, black and white.
Yeah. Alfalfa, Spanky, all that stuff. God, that's so funny. As a kid, man, I'd watch that all day if I could. But it was only on Sundays. And then sometimes they'd show Three Stooges, and I'd get mad. Like, I don't want to watch this. These three idiots punching each other for no reason. So stupid. I want Little Rascals.
Now we're older and we're like, they are comedy geniuses. Now
everyone loved them, but I mean, I don't know. I was never a huge Three Stooges fan, but I think what I loved about Little Rascals, it was the editing. Because, you know, basically they're making these kids, the actors.
Right.
And they put them in these bad situations. And then... so you see a face. Let's just say it's Alfalfa, right?
Right.
And let's say he sees a ghost, right? And you see Alfalfa's reaction to the ghost. So he'd make these big eyes go, whoa! And then right there, they probably should have stopped rolling the film or had to edit. But for whatever reason, the Little Rascals would go a second longer.
Oh, that's so
funny.
So
the kid's face would go like, whoa! And then look off screen like, is that good? But you wouldn't hear, is that good? You just see them look somewhat like a
oh,
dog.
Oh, that's so funny.
And for whatever reason, it got an extra laugh. You know, for me, growing up, because like, what is that? What's he looking at? Now I know, but then.
I love that. That is so funny.
You know, we should do that. We should shoot something.
Yeah.
And call it like an homage to Little Rascals editing. The Little Rascals editor grows up. And now he's still editing really bad.
This is okay. It's a little off topic.
Who cares?
It was one of my favorite things to do. I worked in a restaurant when I was in high school.
Yes.
And it was just one of those, it was kind of a sandwich counter type place. Like, it wasn't a full sit down, but I'd have to walk around and ask people how their food was, all that kind of stuff. And one of my favorite things to do was I would ask them, I'd be like, hey, is everything okay? You guys need anything? And they go, no, we're fine. And then I pause for like a couple seconds before I respond, like just like two or three seconds, just long enough to make it uncomfortable where they're like, no, everything's great. And then I would just go, okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What are they doing? What's going on there?
Yeah. I mean, you know, like just the thoughts are flying through their head. Like, is this guy about to murder us? He's so big.
He's still standing here.
That was one of my favorite
things.
That's
funny, dude. Kind of similar to that. I may have brought this up before, and forgive me if I've repeated things, but we're rolling with it now. At certain restaurant chains, like a Chili's or an Applebee's, maybe, I don't know if we've talked about that, but you'll have a hostess, right?
Yes.
Who's you walk in the door? Welcome to Applebee's.
Yeah.
How many people? Four. Then you sit down. But that person's wearing a shirt that says Applebee's with a name tag, right?
Yes.
So then you sit down. Then a waitress comes over. Hi, I'm your waitress. Name tag, Applebee's shirt. Somewhere along the process, the manager feels like he's got to get involved. Now, the manager is dressed like a regular dude.
Yeah.
Khaki pants, blue shirt tucked in, no tie, first unbuttoned, but no name tag, no Applebee's shirt. But he'll walk over and go like, how are we doing over here? Everybody okay today? How's it going over here? My name's Jerry. And you're like, you know, so bad I want to go, who the fuck are you, man? We're trying to eat here. Oh, I didn't see the name tag. I'm sorry, Jerry. How about a name tag? How about a uniform like everybody else? So I know how to... It's just weird, right?
Wait. Oh, no. I thought you were going to take that in another direction to where I've had the same thought,
okay.
But I just want to wear a nice shirt to a restaurant just walk... Okay.
We should do that. We should see how many restaurants we could be the manager of. And maybe see how far we can take it. Maybe go grab a pitcher of tea and just start walking around and putting tea in people. Even if it's Coke, just putting tea in people's drinks.
Gosh.
How are we doing? Everything okay over here today?
Or just like we get our waters and take them to a table. Like, you guys have waters?
Right. Instead of, is Stephanie treating you okay? And they're like, who's Stephanie? We'll just say Stephanie every time.
Oh, that is so... Or Ryan. If we got to go a guy name, we'll go Ryan.
Yeah. Ryan, is Ryan taking care of you good? All right. Very good. It's funny, when you do ask the manager sometimes, if they say, can I get you anything? They don't really want you
to say they just
anything.
Yeah. Because
they don't want to have to do it.
But they try to be personable.
They feel obligated to check on
you. Yeah. They're like, how are you guys doing tonight? Jerry. It's been a hell of a week. That's why
I'm
going
to get a refund on my taxes. And, it didn't happen, Jerry. I'm in here on food stamps, buddy. Good thing y'all have unlimited bread baskets. That's all I'm eating, Jerry.
You just keep bringing them. Yeah, it's going to look like I'm filling a purse, because I am.
We should see a couple things. We should do the fake manager.
Yes.
As many as restaurants as we can.
Yes.
We should also, when that happens, hopefully it will happen when we're together one day.
Yeah.
Without us even saying it, it will happen. And I'll look at you. And our mission at that moment is to see how much stuff we can actually make the manager do that he doesn't want to do, but he asked for it.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, man.
Can I get you something? Yeah. I need like a drink menu, Jerry. And maybe he'll bring... But he never really brings the stuff up.
He'll go find the waitress for our table and tell them.
We can make this dude run errands or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you change the oil in my car, Jerry?
You pick up my dry cleaning. It's been sitting there for a couple days. But I like that. I think it's depending on the question.
Yeah.
Because if he goes, how are you folks doing over here?
Right.
Then, like, how long can we get him to stand there while we kind of unload?
Ah, that's good. Yeah.
We kind of unload on him.
Free therapy.
Yeah.
Right. One of us will just lay down and start talking. Well, glad you asked. Yeah. That's great, man. We should do that.
I'm glad you asked.
Why do they do that, though?
I don't know.
I think it's like they're told that they have to do that. You can tell they don't want to.
No.
It's that fake happiness.
And it's more, I feel like it's also more when it's kind of like a manager-owner type scenario.
Right.
Where it's not, like, you're not going to get that at an Applebee's.
Uh-huh.
But if you go to kind of like a one-off place, like the guy actually does kind of care, but he's not going to expect us.
No. We got that's going to be a mission at some point that you and I have to do, okay?
We're going
to
do it this weekend.
Let's do it this weekend.
Yeah, we'll go out maybe. Yeah,
Midget
we'll
wrestling, sausage gravy, fuck it with managers. Yeah. Mess with, sorry, I'm cursed.
Or, mess with managers. Or we also have to be the fake manager.
Or we'll be the fake manager.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot.
We have a show.
We do have a show.
To go to.
In
I was going to go live on Facebook as well, but I don't think we have time for that. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. More with Brent Blakeney, maybe later. We're going to do a mashup of as well.
Yes.
Not on this podcast, but on another podcast. Would you like to promote one of your podcasts?
Oh, my gosh.
My friend?
I would love to.
Where can people find Mr. Clutch Blakeney?
Oh, my God. You guys can find me on all the social medias.
Okay.
Whether it be the Facebook or the Twitters and Instagram. Everything is at 67 Comedy, all spelled out. SIXSEVENCOMEDY yep. For all that stuff. If you want to check out my podcast, I Will Love You Forever, because it's new, but I have a podcast called Back in My Day where we get it's a couple different things. We go on nostalgia trips.
Uh-huh.
Is what we do. We go in the past, we talk to people, we look at pieces of pop culture.
Yeah.
It's just bringing back stories and stuff you might have forgotten your childhood.
That sounds like my wheelhouse right there.
Yeah.
I want to do that with you.
Oh, we're going to do it, man.
I want to be on your podcast.
Yes.
And then we'll also do a Brink and Duddies podcast.
Yes.
We'll mash it up.
Yes.
And we'll do those together.
Because people love talking about that stuff and mashups.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Okay, good. So let's do that, ladies and gentlemen. Also, a new thing I've been doing on this podcast
mm-hmm.
is promote. I'm doing live reads.
Oh, okay.
Of other people's podcasts.
Oh.
In the hopes that they will return the favor.
Yeah.
You know, I've done two so far. This will be the third one.
Okay.
And not one response yet.
Not yet.
From these people. But that, you know, I don't expect them to listen. I'm just doing. Anyway, check out on this very network, Bert Kreischer, comic and man of the world, Bert Kreischer. Shares his wisdom and life with you. The newest episode is 307, Daniel Sloss and Me.
Oh.
He sits down in the man cave with that. You know who Daniel Sloss is?
I know who Daniel Sloss is.
Okay, so they talk about Scotland, atheism, Daniel's childhood, being offended, periods, and much, much more on episode 307 of the Bertcast. So y'all check that out. And if you do that, tell them I sent you.
Yeah.
Tell them Fried sent you over there. John Reap at the Fried Pod. Sent you over there. But listen, me and Brent have a job to do.
We got to go do a show.
We got to go enrich people's lives with comedy and humor. So for Brent Blakeney, I am John Reap. Happy Friday, everybody.
Happy Friday.
I like to see sunrise. See the love in my woman's eyes. Feel the touch of my precious child. And no mother's love.